gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is what? Hello, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to what?
Huh?
Sir?
What?
6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. As we get older, that's just the show has just become the hard of hearing show.
Yeah.
It's become a hard of hearing Darth Vader entirely.
What?
Right? What? 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. We got all them things to give away. We got Sherry's Berries and ProFlowers gift cards for the best phone calls. Valentine's Day is coming up. Hurrah! Yeah! Wow!
All right.
You're single.
Whatever.
What?
I still get to feel Jim up at my parties.
Okay, well, there's that.
Okay. I wasn't drinking because of my rumbly tumbly at my Super Bowl party, but he was. He didn't even know. He wanted it. He was wearing tight clothes. He was drunk.
Bent all over right. A pinball machine.
Yeah. I had yes. bent over a pinball machine.
I didn't know she had a pinball machine.
And I got one just for that occasion. He seemed to enjoy it. I sent him ProFlowers. Okay. Sexyliberal.com, the Sexy Liberal website. Roland tore a muscle in his neck, I think because of the box office numbers in Chicago.
I think
he said,
what? His head spin.
Oh! Right.
He said, what? Ow!
Yeah. The only way to make it better is to buy more tickets to Chicago. All right. April 13th, only three shows. As you know, in 2013, I already did the East Coast. This is the Midwest show. We'll have one West Coast show. Is it... It's fini for 2013, so April 13th, it just went on sale Friday, and the box office exploded.
Oh, dear.
Okay, so I would hurry and get those tickets, but it's a little bit crazy.
It's cray-cray.
Just don't tear a neck muscle while you're doing it.
Right. The event of the whatever. And the lights will stay on, we promise, the entire time. There'll be no blackouts.
All right.
Uh-oh.
So now they're doing these Super Bowl buzziest ads. And you know the one, Can I Have the Love Music?
Oh, with the, ooh, yeah.
You know the
hot girl and the, ooh.
What?
No.
Horse, the Budweiser.
Oh,
no.
I like the Paul Harvey one.
Yeah, that was beautiful. Yeah.
That
the
was
farmer.
Awesome.
Okay,
oh
can
God.
I get back to, my animal things are more important.
All right, fine, whatever.
He raises him from a little when he's feeding the horse, the little pony. The
As
milk.
You do.
He becomes Budweiser horse. And then he goes to Chicago to see the Budweiser horses, and then the horse recognizes him, and he breaks free, and he runs.
And then someone in France ate him. That was the end.
And then Burger King cooked him.
Yeah.
Why do you have to ruin everything beautiful in my life?
Well, I'm sure he's tasty.
That did not happen! All right, and the other second top one was the Oreo Whisper fight, which was funny, in the library.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Or even the cops and the librarian, they're still whispering, even though there's a melee? I guess you would call it.
Sure.
Pandemonium.
Yeah.
Of some sort. All right. Wow. And the Super Bowl, and opportunity for people to really be racist douches, apparently.
Yeah.
Wow. Where do we start? With Brownie or with...
The South Carolina guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy kind of takes the douche prize.
Former head of the South Carolina Republican Party.
Yes, but Brownie, well, I guess he's a right-wing talk radio host now, so you're required to act like a hole, apparently.
Who, Brownie or the South Carolina
Brownie.
Guy?
Brownie.
Oh,
let's start with Brownie.
He's a talk show host?
Yes. He's a right-wing radio host.
Who gave him a job in radio?
Who knows?
I'm thinking Hitler.
Yeah, just because he's... Hitler does not have a talk radio show.
Oh, that was Goebbels.
Hitler's not a program director.
Anymore.
Oh,
anymore.
As we just lose
he lost all his sponsors
our
in
remaining
1945.
There
Bye.
You go. Bye.
All right. We're not referring to you, whoever it is that's on any whatever station we're on. Okay. Particularly egregious because he was the idiot that screwed up the Hurricane Katrina response,
yeah.
And a lot of people died. Anyway, he tweeted, as you do... Someone just told me there was fighting going on in the NOLA Superdome. Hashtag shocked. Oh, see, because he's focusing on the... Yeah. He did not back down because, as I mentioned, he's now a right-wing talk radio hole. So you're required to act like a hole at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody tweeted, come see the waterline marks on the street signs by my church and see how funny Katrina Dome tweets are, wrote one resident. Brown replied, I saw them. Blanco Nagin refused to look. Oh, I wonder if he's going to mention the buses in a second there.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember that whole argument? State and local. State and local. It wasn't a federal response. It was a state and local.
Local.
They screwed up. Yeah. Yeah.
What about the buses? Where were the buses?
Oh, the Sean Hannity lament.
They were underwater.
Fall,
yeah.
Yes. Last fall, yes, they were equipped to,
along with everything
to
else.
Run as submarines. Yeah. They would have been fine. Last fall, Brown criticized President Obama for responding to Hurricane Sandy too early. Remember that?
Too early. Right.
Yes.
Because you know.
That was too efficient. Too much. You're just making us, now you're just, you know.
Now you're just rubbing it in.
Right. Is there such a thing as responding too early to
no,
a national?
There is not. Well, if it hasn't happened yet, you know, but
well,
if you're psychic.
Then. He's obviously psychic. Kenyan, muzzled, socialist. Okay. Yeah, okay. So this guy, I saved for last.
Okay.
Wow. So, you know, a lot of times people tweet, oh, sorry, drunk, Ambien, something, and then they. This guy, did you see this? Just kept going and
he doubled
going
down
and going.
Tripled down and quadrupled down and did everything.
Wow. This guy's truly awful.
Yeah.
He, former South Carolina. This will shock you. He's a Republican.
Huh.
Former South Carolina Republican executive director fires off racially charged tweets during the Super Bowl.
Huh.
Former South Carolina Republican executive director Todd Kincannon. It largely involved jokes about Trayvon Martin sucking, Hurricane Katrina, and black people. So would you like the fun facts of the
Sure.
In case you hadn't heard about this guy. Okay. This Super Bowl sucks more than adult Trayvon Martin would have for drug money.
Oh, wow. What?
This Super Bowl sucks more than Gomer Pyle did for weekend passes. It's a fictional character that Jim Nabors played who is gay and just married his partner. Okay. Will karma find me as quick as it did Trayvon? Oh, wait, I made it past my 18th birthday, so I guess the answer is no.
Oh, wow. My God.
Hey, what's the difference between Trayvon Martin and a dead baby? They're both dead, but Pepsi doesn't taste like Trayvon.
That makes no sense.
What? This guy needs to be institutionalized. Okay, what's the difference between Trayvon Martin and Real Brother 2003? Trayvon stopped treating stupid about a year ago. Okay. After the mid-game blackout, he wrote, it hasn't been this dark in the Superdome since all those pores occupied it after Hurricane Katrina.
Whoa!
The tweet sent off a flurry of negative responses, you might imagine, which was met with the, he's a legal analyst. Is that what he does now?
Uh-huh. Really?
Doubling down on his remarks, laughing off criticism, and retweeting dozens of supportive responses. So, there's that story there.
What did Trayvon Martin have to do with the Super Bowl? Why was he on this Trayvon Martin kick?
Just to be a bastard, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Just to be a racist bastard.
Good Lord.
And, stomp on a family's pain just for his, I don't know, stupid. Okay. Wow. All right. Wow.
I'm trying not to say something I shouldn't, but...
I can see it in your bubble,
yeah,
and
no,
I appreciate you not saying it.
It's there.
I can feel it. I think we're all saying it. Here, where's our thought bubble? You know what? Everybody just fill in your own, because... Okay. Because the remaining program directors that didn't just drop our show when Jim compared them to Hitler...
I didn't compare them to Hitler.
Okay. So we can't say the thing we're thinking about that guy, because then I would lose the rest of my station. Okay. All right. All right. Wow. This is what's happened to the Republican Party. They've devolved into the Pee Wee Herman, I know you are, but what am I? Trump. Jindal is stupid for calling Republicans stupid.
Wow.
You're stupid.
No, you're usually stupid.
You're
stooge.
Stupid. Hey,
stooged.
Stupid.
Oh, my God.
I'm stupid. You are.
You're
stupid.
Wow.
It really is. It's like watching an Animal House spoon fight. It's just, what am I now? Is it? It's just, this is where we are. Okay, Donald Trump.
You are P-I-G-P-I-G-P-I-G.
Wow, those are old references. Yikes.
Yeah.
Donald Trump says Bobby Jindal is the stupid one because he shouldn't have publicly called Republicans the stupid party. Trump said, I think he was stupid for using that term. It's so obnoxious and so good for the other side that he should not have used that term.
Because it's stupid. It makes him stupid.
Because he was doing such a good job of making the Republican Party look good. Right. And now Bobby Jindal's gone and ruined it.
Has he commented on the skeet shooting picture yet?
No, but I'm sure. I bet he's a skeeter. Because that term is going to be living now with the Republican Party for a long time. They're going to have his face on television saying it for the next 4 years. Let's see. I thought it was very demeaning to the Republican Party. Oh, they're doing a good job demeaning themselves. Okay.
Yeah.
You don't use the word stupid because the word stupid is now going to be part of the vocabulary of the Democrats. I thought it was a horrible thing for him to say. Frankly, I thought it was a stupid thing for him to say. Stupid.
Doubling down on stupid. Okay.
Stupid.
Oh, wow.
Oh, by the way, oh, look here. There's a 2011 video on YouTube where Trump blasts the stupidity of the Republican budget authored by Paul Ryan. He said when they tamper with Medicare, they have a death wish. The Democrats are laughing at the stupidity of the Republicans in this Ryan plan.
Whoever said that was stupid.
Stupid.
Oh, wait, that was me. I was hugely stupid.
Huge.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, doubling down on stupid, did you hear about this with Bill Maher? This is hilarious. He announced he's suing Bill Maher for $5 million over a bet, quote-unquote, on Jay Leno's show that Trump couldn't prove his mother didn't have sex with an orangutan. Which is clearly a joke.
Oh, my God.
He said for $5 million, all going to charity. He said, if you do this, he made me an offer. I accept the offer immediately. He didn't come through with the $5 million. You know when Fox host Steve Doocy has to point out that you're stupid?
Well, yeah.
Steve Doocy pointed out that Maher would argue the bet was a joke.
Yeah.
Trump said, well, they may, but let's see what happens. I don't think he was joking. He said it with venom. That was venom. That wasn't a joke. In fact, he was nervous when he said it. It was a pathetic delivery.
Stupid.
So he literally
is a stupid
sent Bill Maher his birth certificate. There. My mother did not have sex with an orangutan.
It's orangutan.
It's not why my hair is orange. That's a spectacular story.
Wow.
That was a symphony of stupid, wasn't it?
They're just flailing over there, aren't they?
What a dope. Wow, how did he ever make any money at all?
Maybe he didn't. Who
knows?
Well,
he lost it all on a casino.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Which, bankrupt, should be impossible to do, but...
Well, the business is probably good there. People are like, let's go where the house always loses.
Yeah.
It's awesome. All right, 19 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I got her number off the men's room stall. 1-800-STEPH-12.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. They only talk to her.
Stephanie Miller.
Because she looks like a total prostitute.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Baby got ballet dance with the open booty.
LA face with an open booty.
Right.
Uh-huh.
It is the... I think of it more as Bakersfield.
Bakersfield booty?
Yeah. Okay. 25 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12. The phone number toll free from anywhere. Scott in Iowa.
You type of booty.
Really? Okay. All right. That's hot. Scott. Hello, Scott. Welcome.
Hello, Stephanie. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, I got a thing about these magazines. If anybody wants any type of gun, have the limit on the magazines of 10 bullets.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that would make a big difference if you wouldn't have to shoot 100 bullets in 30 seconds. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
That's my opinion.
Yeah.
If they want to have an AR-15, you can only shoot 10 bullets.
That's right. It was the mayor of Minneapolis last night. Scott, did you see him on TV? I mean, it just...
I missed it.
Yeah, I mean, but it's amazing just what, like, things that you would think are just like a bare minimum we could do. He said, you know, my God, just give our kids the chance that he has to reload at least.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
He said, my daughter's going to be a school teacher. Give her a chance. Like, you know, that might be my daughter's life. It might be your kid's life. Just to, you know, again, as we've been saying, that's been the only practical way most of these things have ended is that they've had to reload. Anyway, all right, so...
if I feel like I need to stand my ground 100 times?
Oh, boy. All right, so an anti-government guy in the bunker thank God that kid is safe in Alabama. Oh, you would have. That story was just going on for what, like a week, right?
Yep.
A man who killed a school bus driver and then held a 5-year-old boy hostage in an underground bunker in rural Alabama for nearly a week was killed on Monday, as you probably heard. And the child was plucked to safety without injury. FBI agents entered the bunker to rescue the child after fearing he was in imminent danger. Negotiations with the suspect, Jimmy Lee Dykes. Oh, boy. Had deteriorated during the previous 24 hours, and he was observed holding a gun. So they thank God that ended, you know, with the kid safe. But hey, who knows? that sounds like another guy that the neighbors were saying for years. You know, he killed one neighbor's dog with a lead pipe or something, and he was constantly threatening neighborhood kids and people and dogs. And
why wasn't he?
Yeah, exactly.
A long time ago.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's what I mean. You know, again, here we go, mental health and guns, where you just go, what the day? All right. So the president actually went to Minneapolis yesterday to talk about this.
Weapons of war have no place on our streets or in our schools or threatening our law enforcement officers. Our law enforcement officers should never be outgunned on the streets.
See, I'm listening to that thinking these anti-government types like this nutcase, they don't want, they think, oh, that's bad. Oh, we don't want the, you know, that's big government, you know, what did they call it, jackbooted thugs and all
so
of that.
So the police might be the enemy, yeah.
Right, exactly.
That makes you a
criminal. I want them better armed than criminals, yeah, right. The president.
Wow.
Tell them there's no legislation to eliminate all guns. There's no legislation being proposed to subvert the Second Amendment. Tell them specifically what we're talking about. Things that the majority of Americans, when they're asked, support. And tell them now is the time for action. That we're not going to wait until the next Newtown or the next Aurora. We're not going to wait until after we lose more innocent Americans on street corners all across the country. Not going to wait until somebody else's father or son are murdered.
You know, we were talking about this tragedy yesterday, this Navy SEAL sniper who was shot at a gun range. I mean, all of the gun lobby's arguments, like, oh, we can't have gun-free zones. Well, gun range, not exactly a gun-free zone. And this guy, talk about, like, not just someone that's trained. He apparently the most prolific sniper in American military history. Is shot at a gun range
by someone with PTSD.
Yes, yeah, exactly. There you go.
Mental health
and guns.
Exactly.
29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Don't you realize politicians always make extravagant promises?
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to Boo It. Charlie Pierce coming up next hour, representing Peter Welch of the great state of Vermont, the great and yet teeny state.
Yes.
It's totes adorbs.
He's the only representative from the state of Vermont.
Aww.
Wow.
They have more senators than they have representatives.
Aw. Okay. 1-800.
I'm the only one, yeah. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee.
Jim's in a weird mood today.
Yeah.
He was humming the theme song. There's something. He's too happy. There's something wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
1-800-STEP-1-2,
the phone number, toll free. He was singing it like that child. He was starting to like sing and hum the theme song. He almost seemed happy to be here.
Ladies and gentlemen,
right?
It's the
Stephanie
Yeah. I'm walking on sunshine.
Wow.
I'm walking on sunshine.
Wow. Okay. All right. Jose in Nebraska, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Good morning.
Hi, Stephanie. How you doing?
Good.
First of all, when I say I enjoy your show and I enjoy your crew, just watching you on TV and listening to you guys.
Thank you.
My question, I got two things to say. I've been a citizen of this country for the last year.
Uh-huh.
I came to this country when I was 9 years old, and of course I've seen a lot of things that changed, came and went throughout those years. But my question is, why don't you just finish this and just get over with and solve this problem? It seems like they tiptoe all the time around it. It seems that they never, ever get a chance to just come to their senses in the Senate, Republicans, Democrats, anybody, and just say, hey, let's get this over with. Let's find a solution to this, and let's get it done. They act like it's like the biggest problem in the whole world, and it's actually just to come together and get this done and solved.
Well, you know, Jose, Charlie Pierce, who we're having on next hour, wrote a great piece about this, you know, why the president is so popular right now. He's at a, you know, all-time approval rating high, and I think, you know, part of it is, if you haven't noticed, they are starting to get things done because, you know, he really has won the argument. And he's marginalized them, I think, to such a degree that they signed, right, Chris, the debt ceiling thing.
Yep.
In case you weren't paying attention, you know, that not doing that hostage crisis again. Looks like they're going to get something done on immigration reform. Gun control, we'll see. I think that has a lot to do with us calling our representatives, as he says, and demanding it, you know.
Yeah, and you know, like, I know I'm in a Republican, basically, a Republican state here in Nebraska. And, you know, I go to work, I hear all these things, and of course I voted for Obama. It was my first time ever voting, and I voted for Obama, and I'm proud to say that I did. And all I really got is this immigration law that immigrants are coming to this country and bringing all these weapons, and I understand that there are some bad things happening on the border.
Right.
But you know how many people in California right now, like, for agriculturally do for this country? You know how many people in Texas and all these other places, like, picking our food that we eat almost every day?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, I would like to apologize for all the previous stupidity of all the previous Republicans and give you some pro flowers to make up for everything. Would that help?
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
All right. Hang on.
Thank you so
hang on.
Okay.
All right. A $50 pro flowers gift card just to apologize for every Republican that's ever been. And screwed things up and not got anything done. All right, if you're looking for flowers this Valentine's Day, and who isn't, go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, enter my password, Stephanie, won't you?
Wow.
Wow, fun?
Wow.
Oh, oh my God.
Fun? Wow.
Oh, no. Wow, we busted that out again. Okay. All right.
Apparently not so much.
Mm.
Fun?
Eh. Paul in Nevada, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Stephanie. You know, I love the show, and I watch you guys every day.
Thank you.
But, you know, I constantly in this gun argument, I hear people saying it's the mentally ill, mentally ill. Well, I've got bipolar one, and I know for a fact that over 90% of mentally ill patients or mentally ill people are usually the victims of crime,
right,
not the perpetrators
of
crime. And
Paul,
I would argue,
you know, Senator Franken made that argument at the hearings, and I think a lot of people have said it, that I don't think anybody is saying the majority of mentally ill people commit this kind of crime.
Okay, but I would also argue that people that are intolerant or racist or refuse to work with their party, like, you know, Harry Reid, or refuse to relook at certain tragedies like Kent State, they're mentally ill. You know, but a lot of, you know, serial killers and psychopaths have a high intellect and aren't considered mentally ill.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just tired of being a scapegoat, you know.
Yeah. Well, I don't think Harry Reid is mentally ill. He might be kind of a weenie on some issues, but I don't know if that's the same thing. Let's go to, I mean, I don't know what I saw him last night talking about. Oh, you know, I'll take a look at the assault weapons ban. I didn't vote for it last time because it didn't make any sense. What do you mean it didn't make any sense? But why? This is Harry Reid on.
I don't know. I didn't vote for the assault weapons last time because didn't make sense.
Didn't make sense.
I'll take a look at it. I think that everyone acknowledges we should do something with background check.
It worked.
What do you mean it didn't make sense? I wish they would have asked him to elaborate on that.
Yeah, would have been nice.
Yep.
Follow-up question, maybe?
Yeah, follow-up much? Okay. Bob in Indiana, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Bob.
Hi there.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Well, my issue has, there's a couple of them, actually. First of all, gun control, I know you have to start somewhere, but with 300 million guns already out there, it's kind of like barring the door after the horse is gone, don't you think?
Well, right. So what do we? But what do we do? Nothing then? Just, you
well,
know.
I think it's more a cultural issue, actually.
What do you
from
mean?
From the top to the bottom.
What do you
our
mean?
Our governments. I'm sorry.
What do you mean?
Well, we're a violent culture from the top to the bottom, from drone strikes on down. Don't you think?
Well, I'm not sure that's the same thing. I understand what you're saying, but I think that you can't just say you can't do anything about the gun part of
well,
it.
No. Oh, you have to start somewhere, of
yes,
course.
Thank you. There you go. All right, we agree. Okay, let's go.
God. Wow.
I'm tired of people that won't come to the table with every piece of it. It's like, okay, there's already too many guns. Let's not do anything. What? Okay. Dave in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Dave.
Hey, hi, Stephanie. Hey, Mooks.
Hey.
I do want to say, you know, I'm a diehard Democrat and liberal,
right.
But when you apologize for Republicans, you do not need to apologize for your dad or his era of Republicans.
Oh,
because
I didn't mean
he was one of, he was truly one of the good guys, as were many of his vintage. You only need to apologize for post-1975 Republicans.
You're right. I stand corrected. The Stephanie Miller Show wishes to apologize. Thank you, sir.
Nice. Have a great day.
Right. It's too late. I already did it. All right. Tim in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Tim.
Hi, good morning. Listen,
good.
You're vilifying me, a gun owner, with a high capacity magazine in my handgun, as some kind of psychopath. And
I didn't say everyone with a high capacity magazine is a psychopath.
Yeah, that's exactly. When you listen to what's happening, we're not banning things. We're not going to come and take stuff. But ban actually means take away, because if you ban abortion, your side says you're taking away a person's right to choose.
No,
ban does mean take away.
No, it does not mean coming to your house and taking away your guns.
That's exactly
it's
the way.
It's a false argument, dude.
No, dude, it isn't. I mean, I can't have a conversation.
The black helicopters are coming.
Okay,
I can hear
first
them.
Of all, I've not called anybody a psychopath that has. Why? Can I ask you something? How big are your magazines? How many bullets?
In a standard high capacity handgun, it's 15 rounds. That's what they're designed for. Smith and Wessons, Berettas, you name it.
Okay.
Right, but obviously a lot of the magazines we're talking about are 30, 40, 50, 100 rounds.
Then I agree that we could sit down and say that stuff that are aftermarket, like in California, because magazines
that
hang outside the gun, that are not, the gun's not designed for that.
Right.
Then you could look at that and say, why do you need a 50 round magazine in your Smith and Wesson? It hangs out and there's a little round thing with full of bullets. You have to. That's a fair question. We can sit down and have that conversation. But to say that they're not banning guns and they're not willing to come take them away, then you have to use the same argument with abortion, because.
No, you don't. Why, Tim? Why do people have to always drag other issues into the issue at hand? Why can't we just talk about guns? If there's a time when a bunch of 6-year-olds get shot at point blank range by military assault rifle, no, but there's not a time where you just go, let's focus on this issue and the combination of mental health and.
There are 75 million plus gun owners that have no desire to harm anybody.
I agree.
Children in a school, but you're comparing us and you're allowing it to be equalized.
No.
When
no.
someone says gun nuts, they won't come.
But
to
you're
the
trying
table.
To equalize a woman's right to choose, which is, you know, enshrined in law in the United States. As
you could do this, kids, my friends. You could do the same thing with
kids.
Kids or your friends?
I'm sorry.
Either one's patronizing, but okay. All right, Lamb Chop, go ahead.
You patronize us all the time.
Come on.
Us. It's us versus them.
Come on, Monkey Muffin, don't say that.
Come on, Pumpkin.
It is.
To say there isn't an us versus them is to not see reality. So if you want to sit at the table.
Listen, Cuddly Bear, listen to me.
So reality is black helicopters coming to take your guns in the middle of the night? Is that really?
No, but banning is banning, is it not?
Banning is not taking away.
No,
banning
the
sale
the
of magazines
sale.
That huge.
Yeah, they're not coming to seize anything.
Look at Draco in New York. Cuomo went from
who?
10 rounds, 15 rounds to 10 rounds to 7 rounds. And I've even heard Stephanie say hunters only use 3 in their rifles.
Duck hunters use 3. They have to use
by
a plug, right?
Or and deer hunters as well.
Right. So why don't we want our school kids to have the same sporting chance we give ducks? I don't get it.
Why are you saying hunters are going to come into schools and hunt children?
No one said hunters are going to go hunt.
You're paranoid.
I'm saying, why? Why should there be rules for duck hunters but not normal other gun owners?
You're hysteria and you're hysterical.
I'm not hysterical. You're hysterical.
I'm having a conversation, and you're trying to label me as something horrible.
I am not. You keep making straw man arguments. I haven't said any of that about you. Did I say duck hunters are going to schools and start hunting children?
You just said give our children a chance.
The same chance we give ducks.
The same chance.
Rabbit season.
I hunt. I
duck season. Rabbit season.
All right, I'm done. Okay.
Warner Brothers cartoons make much more sense than that guy.
You are a precious pumpkin face.
Yeah, banning the sale of magazines that huge doesn't mean...
They're
going to
come take my guns!
You're going door to door.
I'm not paranoid. You're
not
paranoid.
Apparently, I was getting hysterical. You know how chicks are. 45 minutes after the hour. Right back.
Oh, God.
On the Stephanie Miller Show.
Red, White, and Steph. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Still recovering from that last caller.
Yeah.
Oh, these gun debates.
What are you saying? He's saying I'm paranoid?
You
think I'm paranoid, don't you?
Getting hysterical.
Well, also, someone on Twitter pointed
out... Everyone gets so blamey in the gun debate, don't they?
Yes. Someone on Twitter also pointed out that he was comparing a service, abortion, to a product, ammunition.
Right.
That's a completely false comparison. You can't compare the two.
Thank you. For instance, this nutcase in Alabama, what's his name? Jimmy Lee Dykes. I'm afraid all Dykes are going to get blamed now.
As well you should.
Right?
And Dick Van Dyke.
Kidnapping and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Okay. 1-800-STEPH-1. I would never want to spend any time around a child. So I'd be the last one to suspect. Let's go to Charlie in Iowa. Hi, Charlie.
Hi.
Hello.
Well, your last caller just brought up a good point. I was going to ask the question, why is it that Republicans always want to sit and argue this abortion thing?
They drag it into every other subject.
Every other issue.
Right.
It's just amazing. Well, here's the deal. They've been fighting that since 73, since Roe versus Wade. But if I bring up Citizens United, it's, oh, no, no, no. The Supreme Court's already ruled on that.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why they don't want to argue something that just happened, in, you know, 2 years ago.
Yeah, and it's had an egregious effect almost overnight that, you know, which is why I don't even know what the latest numbers were. 90-something percent of Americans were against that decision. I mean, exactly. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you, Charlie.
And
all
the
right.
Supreme Court's already ruled on abortion a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Rick in Madison, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Rick.
Hey, I just want to weigh in. It's funny you guys brought up Citizens United, because that kind of segues in a little bit of what I want to talk about. And it's basically NRA. You know, we've seen Wayne LaPierre and, you know, acting like a fool. I think they're really concerned because they've wielded an amazing amount of power over the last who knows how long. And they're seeing that slip through their fingers. Not only are people, you know, behind some kind of gun regulation, but they targeted 7 candidates this past fall, and Michael Bloomberg purposely went out and challenged those 7 candidates and backed their rivals.
Yep.
And he won 5 of the 7.
Exactly.
You know, I really think that they're compromised, and this is a time where...
Yeah, it's time to say the emperor has no clothes. They have no power anymore, right?
Yeah, but I just wish our Republican politicians could actually figure that out and not live in fear of those guys any longer. But.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. Be gone! You have no power here. Wayne LaPierre. Here he is, Wayne LaPierre.
I think what they'll do is they'll turn this universal check on the law-abiding into a universal registry of law-abiding people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't quite understand what's so bad about...
No one does, except for the gun lobby.
Right. You register your car.
Right.
You have a license plate that can be identified. You know.
Right. Yes, and a car isn't designed to kill. It can.
It can, but that's not what it's for.
But it's just this idea that the government is waiting to, you know, the black helicopters are looking just over the horizon to come arrest anyone who owns a gun.
Right.
It's just,
that's impossible.
Right.
They've watched Red Dawn too many times.
Exactly.
Kelly in Michigan, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Kelly.
Oh, hi, Stephanie.
Oh, hi.
I'm so glad to get through. I love you guys.
Thank you.
I just wanted to weigh in on the gun debate thing. I live in Michigan, and I live about an hour away from the city of Chicago. And I am so sick and tired of hearing people say, well, look at Chicago. They've got the strictest gun control laws in the country. You can go to Indiana.
Yeah, Indiana doesn't.
You can go right outside the city limits of Chicago. And,
absolutely.
And
absolutely. And I have firsthand, unfortunately, witnessed a gun murder.
Mm.
And until somebody has been in my shoes, you know, I don't want to hear the debate. I really, you know,
like Diane Feinstein says, Kelly, when she says, you know, when you put your finger in the bullet holes trying to stop the bleeding, I mean,
Yeah, exactly what it's like. I mean, it really is. And when the Republicans living in their little ivory towers can actually see the destruction that this can do, I don't know, maybe that would change your mind. And what's the problem with just having 10 bullets in a frickin' round?
Right.
You can do a lot of damage with 10 bullets.
Yeah.
You can protect a lot of your house with 10 bullets.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And if you can't, maybe you shouldn't
20.
Own a gun.
Yeah.
You know? Thank you.
Yeah.
But what if there's 15 guys breaking into your house with flamethrowers and tanks?
Yeah, some sharks with friggin' laser guns.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right. You know what? You're the smartest girl in class. I'm giving you Sherry's Berries gift card. $50
oh,
Sherry's Berries.
Wow.
For your honey.
You.
For Valentine's Day, for your handsome romantic. Okay, hang on.
I just love you.
All right, I'll be back. For amazing Valentine's Day's deals, go to the, you know what? They're giant. They're ginormous.
They're Freshly as big gifts. As a baby's fist.
Please
oh, there we go again.
That. All right. Strawberries from Sherry's Berry. Go to berries.com, click on the mic, and type in the code Stephanie. They're a delightful gift.
They are. They... Decorative swizzle.
Okay. Yeah. The president.
For shizzle.
Okay.
The vast majority of Americans, including a majority of gun owners, support requiring criminal background checks for anyone trying to buy a gun.
What? They are jazzy chocolatey fizzles for shizzle. Okay.
No. Really? You didn't even pay attention to what the president was saying there.
The princess is here, okay? Princess is here.
Oh, boy.
Sherry, Louisiana, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Sherry.
Hey, Stephanie. This is Sherry. Hey, I just want to say,
hey girl,
real quick, how are you? And I'm glad that you're feeling better.
Thank you.
When you were sick last week.
Yeah.
All I want to say is, whatever happened to the rights of people to go to a grocery store, to go to a church, to go to a mall, to go to a movie, and not have to worry about who's got a gun in their back pocket and how many bullets do they have?
Where can
me and my grandchildren run out and exit when we start hearing pop, pop, pop?
Yeah.
I mean, what about our rights?
Exactly.
What about your right to send your kid to first grade, reasonably certain you're going to get him back at the end of the day?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, and that's what bothers me is that nobody ever talks about just people who want to talk our problems out, not shoot them out.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
well, Kelly, we've said that.
Nobody cares about us.
Right. We've said that before. It's like, absolutely right. Why does no one talk about our right not to get shot?
Exactly.
That's equal to your right to own a gun.
And I have no health insurance to go to the hospital and go get sick.
Yeah.
Once I get shot. You know what I'm saying? Like, who's going to pay for, you know, me with a traumatic head injury?
Well, listen, it's your fault for getting, it would be your fault for getting shot, you 47% moocher. Look at you, living off the government teat with your bullet holes. All right.
Maybe
Kelly, thank you. Thanks, honey.
Maybe NRA dues should be used to pay for the health care of people who've been shot.
Yes. How about that?
Gun violence.
There you go.
Yeah. Sure, that'd go over well.
Jim Ward, helper. Okay.
Just raise their dues 3,000.
They're so reasonable already. I'm sure they'll take a look at that.
Yeah.
Okay, 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's The Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. Charlie Pierce with some amazing stuff this week at Esquire.com coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Yes.
1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com. Check it out. You can email us all there, even the bobble-headed moose. StephanieMiller.com, SexyLiberal.com, the Sexy Liberal website. Go! Hurry! The tickets are going fast for Chicago, April 13th. The box office exploded. This went on sale Friday for the April 13th show at the Chicago Theater. Very, very exciting.
And I think the VIP tickets are gone.
I think so, too. But there's still other great
other
seats.
Other great seats. There's not a still, bad seat in
no.
the Chicago theater.
Dude, and there's a good chance I'll grope you.
Unless you sit in the
slut.
Bag of Vipers. There, that would be a bad seat if there's a Don't bag sit. Of Vipers right there.
Don't wait until only the bag of glass
Which
seats are
left.
Which
is a possibility. Left. I'm just saying, look before you sit.
Okay. All right. Then we'll have the very end of the Billy Goat Tavern.
Well, that's Dan Aykroyd's lawyer online, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Boy.
All right. Sometimes I can't tell if stories you send me are real or a joke.
Uh-oh, what?
Reason for this. Man accuses IRS agent of coercing sex by using threat of tax penalty.
Ah.
An
yeah.
Oregon man has As filed a lawsuit do. Against an IRS agent with whom he had sex, claiming he was coerced into the relationship because the woman showed up at his door provocatively attired and threatened him with a tax penalty.
Wow.
The bound chicka bound tax, apparently. Okay, here's the part where
forum.
I thought it might be a joke.
I never
okay.
thought this would happen to me.
Pardon me?
Never mind. It's a penthouse
it's
forum.
It's a thing. It's,
right.
Yeah.
It's a guy thing. Okay. IRS, oh, by the way, I had a guy thing happen to me the other day. I'll tell that story in a minute. IRS, here's the part where I thought it's a joke.
Huh?
IRS
right.
spokesman Richard Panic.
What a panic.
Really? His name is Dick Panic? And it's a story about it.
IRS agent coercing sex?
Dick Panic there?
Wow.
He said he couldn't comment on any aspect of the lawsuit because his name is Dick
said
Panic.
Said Dick Panic.
What a panic.
He's in a bit of one, apparently. That IRS agent's in trouble. It's a full-on Dick Panic around there. Okay.
Oh, God.
Alrighty then. Okay. Let's just move on, shall we?
Please.
All right.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. Okay,
tell us about your man thing.
Oh, where's my porn? Oh, yeah, because, you know, sometimes real life becomes like one of our comedy routines.
All right.
So, you know, I do a thing in my sexy liberal where I say men don't buy it, the whole gay thing. You say gay and they hear three-way?
Yes.
Mm. Right? Mm-hmm. Right, Jim?
Someone asked you to have a three-way?
No.
Oh.
Dick Panic wants to have a three-way with you? What?
I went to a dinner party, and a guy had said, oh, there was this girlfriend of his that he wanted me to meet, blah, blah. Anyway, she wasn't there. And so then he came to my Super Bowl party, and he's like, oh, what's his name, blah, blah, really loved you, liked you at the party, and what do you think? And I was like, what did you not hear? I said, the one with the penis? That the guy? The guy at the party? No. No.
The one without the boobs?
He was just, you know, he was testing
the waters.
Right. Yeah. Just, mm-hmm. you know, splish. Sometimes guys like to plink. Just, what do you think? And I was like, I just had that Scooby-Doo look. Guy? No. Did you not? No. Okay.
Oh.
I'm just saying, my comedy routine sprang magically to life. See, they don't buy it. They just think you have not seen theirs yet.
Exactly.
You have not seen my friend's. Oh, well.
Well,
if I had seen
wrong all along.
If I had seen that one. Okay. All right, let's dive into the right-wing world and see what dwells there today, shall
God,
we?
Aaron
Bowling on the Fox News.
When the clay pigeon comes out, it goes up in the air, right? You don't fire at when it comes out. You lead it.
Skeeters.
For a gun to be going off when it's straight, look at that. I got to stop.
I don't know.
I wasn't.
Maybe, look, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he's not a very good ski shooter.
Yep, Fox News covering all the important issues of the day, the president's. Analyzing the president's form at skeet shooting because that's so important to nobody! Nobody!
I'd probably look like that if I went skeet shooting.
I would look worse. I would
you'd be crying.
Shoot myself.
Yeah, you shot yourself.
In the foot.
Pull. Ow!
Ow! Okay. All right. Ann Coulter. Oh, she's still around. Oh, the old gal. Hmm. On Hannity.
They must demonize people who are legal gun owners and Obama. Oh, look at him. He cares about the children. Screw you. You think we don't care about the children? You're the one who won't do anything about the mentally ill. Do you know mass murders have gone up astronomically in the last 30 years since the deinstitutional movement? This is as the homicide rate is going down. The homeless people have gone up. The mass shootings have gone up.
That was Reagan.
Homicide rate has gone down. It is the mentally ill, and liberals won't do anything about it because it's
Republicans
little friends
want
of the
dirty air.
That was Reagan.
Right. We both collided getting to that. That was Reagan. The institutional. What is she talking about? Liberals don't care. The Republicans are the ones that keep cutting funding for mental
health.
And Jim just said it was Reagan that went.
Democrats are for universal health care, which would include
mental health.
Mental
right,
health.
Yes.
Right.
Zarg!
Screw which, you!
Which Ann Coulter clearly needs.
Now.
No.
Screw you!
She's lovely. Okay, Randy Sharp? Is he new?
He's new.
He's sharp. From the American Family Radio Show.
The homosexual lobby in America, human rights campaign, that groups like these are trying to pressure the Boy Scouts into opening up their membership to open homosexuals to serve not only as leaders and mentors, but also to boys who may be questioning their sexuality or have claimed to be openly gay. The Boy Scouts find that when you've got homosexual leaders, it's a very dangerous and unhealthy thing.
Who gave him a radio show?
Gay on you. It just makes you just, you know, if you're around gay people, it just makes you gay. It's scientifically proved.
You should only be doing healthy things like eating s'mores, not letting the homo gays join. Oh, boy. All right. Just, that just feels moldy, that kind of old school homophobia. Okay. Yeah. All right, Peter Sprigg. What's, are these made-up names?
No, they're real.
Wow. Is this like a Dick Panic?
Dick Panic.
Dick Panic and Peter Sprigg.
Does he ever answer the phone at the FBI without someone laughing? Hi, Dick Panic.
IRS, not FBI.
Oh, right. No, he was with the FBI.
Oh, he was?
Because they were investigating the IRS.
Oh.
Right. Yes, Dick Panic is.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Peter Sprigg.
The mere fact that someone openly identifies themselves as homosexual means that they are modeling for boys the acceptability of homosexual conduct. And parents who do not agree with that view have a right to protect their children from that. They have a right to protect their children just from being exposed to the topic prematurely. And they have a right to protect their children from the potential risk of child sexual abuse at the hands of men who might be attracted to other males.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, because all homosexuals are pedophiles. Okay.
Wow.
They boys need to learn how to pound square pegs into round holes.
Thank you, James Dobson.
Shower with your boys.
Children need to be protected from the awareness that there might be gay people in the world.
Yeah, you know what? Kids know about it and they don't care.
No, right. They don't.
Which is a nightmare for people like
great. Awesome.
That guy. Peter Sprigg. Said, here you are. What'd you do?
He seriously, is that like, he's supposed to be the scary straight guy?
Yeah.
Hi, Peter Sprigg.
I'm Peter Sprigg.
I look cute in this hat, don't I? If you don't think so, you're a bastard person.
If you don't think so, you're an open homosexual.
Who are you calling? This is not a girl cocktail. It's because it has a sprig in it.
What?
Lots of people.
Singapore Sling is the most macho drink around.
Lots of people drink flirtinis. Stop it.
Lots of boys like fruity drinks.
You're so immature. When we open this segment with Dick Panic, there's no getting back.
No. Uh-uh.
There's no escaping the Dick Panic.
No, there's no getting back from Dick Panic.
You seem to have.
Well, that's why I panicked. I've never recovered. I've been at one my whole life.
Yeah.
What is that? Put that away. Okay, Rush Limbaugh.
The pregame was patriotic, like I have never seen at the Super Bowl. The national anthem, then the Newtown Kids, and then Jennifer Hudson. I said, this has got to be tearing some liberals apart. This has got to be ripping them to shreds. This much patriotism? This much honoring America? Just play the game, I can imagine them saying.
So now he has to sort of make up stuff that people
imagining.
Think or say because they didn't know what he actually did?
So why weren't Beyonce, Alicia Keys, and Jennifer Hudson running away in a panic during the pregame and
they were faking it
because they are liberals that they are liberals that campaign for Obama. Why weren't they running away in a panic? Rush Limbaugh seems to think they should have been
a Dick Panic of some sort.
Exactly.
Right. I don't know. I guess we hate America clearly.
Hate America so much that we sang "God Bless America" with the Newtown.
Yeah,
He's just lost it. He's gone off the rails.
Yeah,
he really says he has to make up stuff that nobody said or thought.
Liberals must have been in a panic. Depressed. I've got nothing.
I'm running out the clock. He's waiting for Mr. Slate to pull the so he can slide down the brontosaurus and be done.
Slide down the brontosaurus tail into his car. Speed away.
Glenn Beck, he is playing Obama's comments about concussions in football.
Yep. You know, it's hard to say no to a kid when they've got a passion.
Girl.
For And
he's a girl.
I've got daughters. They don't have a passion for football.
He's a girl.
It is a great sport.
He's a girl.
I am a huge fan.
He's a girl.
But there is no doubt that, you know, that some of the concerns that we've learned
girl.
About when it comes to
Hi.
Concussions have to give
Hi.
Parents pause.
And I don't want fights with helmets. I don't know if I'm going to let them.
This guy, his man card has been revoked by me.
Oh.
That's saying something. I mean, when I'm saying you're a girl, you are absolutely 100% girl power.
Wow. Speaking of going off the rails, because the president, like many doctors and other people, are talking about concussions. He's a girl.
In the NFL. Yeah.
Used as a pejorative.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's a girl for thinking that.
Ah.
For thinking that football could be a little bit safer.
Wow. Okay. All right, then.
Well, he should be required to play football without a helmet then. See how he does.
Yeah. There you go. That's how you get your man card.
Yeah.
And then and no cup. Do it. Speaking of Dick Manick.
I'd like to see Glenn Beck being tackled by Brendan Ayanbidejo.
See how you do.
See how he likes that.
Yeah. See how that goes for you.
Yeah.
See, I guess you need an AK-47 to get your man card.
I don't need a helmet. I'm a... Go! Ow! Ow!
Yeah, I guess you need a, you know, oh, it's a Bushmaster, actually,
sure.
to get your man card reissued. Yeah.
Ironically.
Okay. Wowee. All right. That concludes Right Wing World. Thank goodness, not a moment too soon. 18 minutes to the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
The only place in America where dissent is still allowed. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
In a black bikini. Oh, she looked so good, she couldn't be real. She must be
Stephanie Miller.
Don't you love it, 23 minutes.
I hear
after
Dick Panic loves Boom Chicka Boom.
Yeah, absolutely.
That poor guy.
An eeny, beeny, titsy... What's it called? Teeny, weeny, itsy, bitsy, teeny, weeny, polka dot bikini. That's the other 70s song.
That's 60s.
Right, 60s.
That was 60s. Chickaboom was 70s.
That makes Dick Panic particularly excited. Okay, let's go to Moxie in Orlando.
Careful.
Why did you send me a story about Richard Panic that early in the morning?
Actually,
you know we can't, we're not going to get off it, so to speak, all morning.
Truthfully, I didn't read that far into the story.
You didn't read that part.
I didn't read that far into the story. I just like the headline.
That was the really?
Yeah.
Is Chris with me or is this a real story? Okay. He wants me to report this and then he'll go, you are a moron. Moxie in Orlando, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Moxie.
Hey, guys. How's
good. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm so excited. I've got a fabulous idea for gun control that I've been dying to share with you.
Okay.
So here's my idea. We drive around in these 2-ton weapons every day, and we have to have license registrations and take tests and all of this stuff.
Can't be drunk.
Drive around in our vehicles.
Right.
Okay.
Can't be drunk. Can't be on the cell phone. Can't be texting. Lots of rules.
Can't do all these things. Lots of rules. Got to take a test. Got to do all this stuff. Let's do the same thing. Let's set up a department similar to the Department of Motor Vehicles where we go in and we have to take a written test that says that we know our gun laws. We have to prove that we can use the weapon of choice that we own by, you know, an authorized person testing us on how to use the weapon. Let's get a license. Let's get it insured, okay?
Yeah.
You have to carry
insurance. Insurance is a great idea.
Weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this way we're generating income for our local governments by having to pay a license fee and a registration fee for the the gun.
Moxie, talk about stimulating the economy. There is a business for someone, you know, insurance for gun owners.
Yeah.
I mean, 300 million gun owners,
and,
right?
And to go even further, you've got classifications for each different type of weapon.
Right.
And the higher the classification, the higher the insurance premium that you have to carry on it. And it'll help. I just think that this is a good economy, good for the economy, good for getting
legal, responsible gun owners the weapons that they want. They can have as many as they want as long as they're licensed, registered, and they're carrying the proper insurance on it.
Yep, absolutely. All right, the president on this yesterday.
We know, for example, from polling that universal background checks are universally supported just about by gun owners. Majority of gun owners, overwhelming majority of gun owners think that's a good idea. So if we've got lobbyists in Washington claiming to speak for gun owners, saying something different, we need to go to the source and reach out to people directly.
Girl.
We can't allow those filters to get in the way of common sense.
Wayne LaPierre, he can testify in front of Congress, but he needs to say, I speak for myself and Gail Trotter. Like, that's who he needs to, because that's basically who he's
And he speaks for Smith and Wesson.
Smith, both of them.
Both, yeah, Smith and
Mr. and... Nice. Okay, and the president one more.
Some of the officers here today know what it's like to look into the eyes of a parent or a grandparent, a brother or a sister who has just lost a loved one to an act of violence. To see the pain and the heartbreak from wondering why this precious life, this piece of your heart, was in the wrong place at the wrong time. It changes you. You're not the same afterwards.
Jimmy in Kansas City. Hi, Jim.
Yes.
Hi, go ahead.
I just like this background check thing. That it just puzzles me and bothers me tremendously because it doesn't really matter. I'm here in Kansas City, and this guy, Jerome Belcher, he had every qualification as a background check to would legitify him to have a gun. But who gonna stop him from going crazy? That's a problem that we got to face. Who's going to stop that person from going crazy just because...
But, Jimmy, part of the problem is people that are already crazy are getting guns.
I know, but that's the point. The fact of the matter is, would you consider him crazy as a football player, making plenty of money, young
who,
man?
I'm sorry, who are we talking about?
Jerome Belcher.
I don't know who that is.
The one that shot the girl, the football player.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Right, okay. Yeah, well, I mean, all I'm, Jimmy, that's just another example of why you're 42 more times more likely to kill a loved one, an acquaintance, whoever, than an intruder if you have a gun in the home. I mean, it's just there are a lot of those tragedies that, I think that's what Bob Costas meant, don't you think? That had there not been a gun.
I mean, look how many
women are killed by their husband, ex-boyfriend, intimate partner.
I agree with that, but we don't never know who's going to pull the trigger, whether you're qualified to have a gun, just like the idiot down there yesterday killed these people at a gun range. So we don't know what deranged person.
Right, and that was a good guy with a gun. There's a lot of good guys with guns, apparently, at this, at the gun range, and he's not just a trained gun owner, probably, apparently, one of the best snipers in our military history, and... We still don't know the details of what happened there. But, all right, 29 minutes after the hour, Charlie Pierce from Esquire.com next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm such an unholy mess of a girl.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH12, the phone number. Tuesday, we love it.
There's only one man now that understands, and that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce. Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why's everybody always laughing with me?
Oh, snuggle. Ever since I got to see you in D.C., I just picture myself spooning you during interviews now. Is that wrong?
Oh, I'm suddenly making my father's noises here. I don't know what. You know what's a terrible story? The gay dog story was a terrible story.
Oh, wait, no. Bill Donahue found a way to make it worse. Did you hear that?
No. What did he do? What did Cardinal Donahue do?
Cardinal Donahue.
Let me preface this by apologizing on behalf of every Roman Catholic in the world for Bill Donahue. Thanks
yes.
Very much.
Yeah. Well, as you know, the guy dropped his dog off at a shelter in Tennessee, saying he wanted him euthanized because he was gay. because he humped another dog or
whatever
the moron said. Anyway, so he was adopted.
Is the guy at the dining room table gay too? Because the dog is just as likely to hump that as another dog.
Anyway, so Bill Donahue said the gay dog saga proves being gay is a bonus while straights are ignored.
What?
Huh?
What? Hard of hearing braider.
Yeah, I know. See, isn't he delightful, that Bill Donahue?
You just know that dog's kennel was like the most fabulous kennel ever.
Oh, it was tastefully
right?
appointed.
Oh, with uplighting? Yeah. Oh, my God. All right. Charlie Pierce, I loved your...
Yes, I know. All gay men have track lighting and all gay men are named Mark Rick Receive, right?
That's right.
Yes. I love you saluted your old your alma mater, the Boston Herald, for floating the Hindenburg of all trial balloons about Ann Romney running for the Senate there.
Yeah, I mean, it does appear, though, that Tag may be a live possibility.
Really? I thought he already said no.
Not quite. He's still listening to people. Well, who he's listening to, I have absolutely no idea. But it does bring up the delicious question: do you let your father campaign for you?
Bring that magnetism again.
Do you bring the good ship bubonic plague out of dry dock again?
And who's he going to punch if he loses?
Yeah, who's he going to take a swing at, I wonder? And what about Flurn or Flargen, Romney? Any word on whether they're interested or no?
No, Flurg, Placemat, and Jonestown are not running.
Placemat and Jonestown. Oh, God.
You say,
Actually, there's a guy, that, if you really want to know what's going on, there's a state rep, a very promising Republican state rep named Dan Winslow, who looks like he might get in the race.
Oh. Okay.
Bill Weld has taken himself out because he's Bill Weld. What are you kidding? It's too much fun not running.
Right. You say, I realize the Herald has been utterly traumatized by the withdrawal of former Senator McDreamy, Scott Brown, but the idea that all the Massachusetts Republican Party needs to revive its hope is to conjure up the magic name of Romney is a call for an intervention of the most vigorous sort.
The Herald also asserted, I believe, without sufficient evidence, that like Ann Romney had become like this enormously popular figure during the presidential campaign.
You say, by all means, let's gauge Ann's interest in getting out there and meeting you people again. She seemed so warm the first time.
Stop it.
You say, as a voter here in the Commonwealth, I think we're far too exhausted from the effort we made to withstand the Romney charisma by 23 points the last time around. We need a break. Yeah. We'll see.
Stop it. This is hard.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
This is hard. You want to try it? Get in the ring.
Right? She might be getting in the
ring.
This
is hard.
Who knows? Okay. All right.
You know what? She will cut a bitch, too.
She will. You know she will.
Oh, Robin Roberts can testify, my friend. Hello. I love when you do your breakdown of the Sunday shows and talk about what is the point of Carly Fiorino.
Yeah, she's on another network now.
Yes.
She's cheating on David Gregory with George Stephanopoulos.
Right. Well, you were saying particularly the delicious irony of her being next to Paul Krugman, Nobel-winning economist. You said Krugman and Fiorina got into it about the best way to put people to work. Fiorina carefully explained to the Nobel Prize-winning economist that in her experience at cratering companies and walking away with a big score, public sector's employees don't do real jobs that are not paid in real money. They're paid in magic federal dollars stolen from the rest of us. Nice.
That's exactly right. They don't produce anything, you know. And that guy outside your house filling in the pothole. He's getting paid with your money.
Right.
He's going to come up to your door and demand like $300.
As you say, not as efficient as paying someone $21 million to clean out their desk, as someone did with Carly Fiorina, right?
I give the voters of California great good sense. Great credit for good sense.
Yeah.
In, like, not electing her to anything.
Thank you. Thank you.
Her and Meg Whitman.
Yeah. We're like, no, not Meg Whitman either.
No.
Are they different people?
Yeah. This is the year of the women, just not those women.
No, right. Not those two. And here, this may be one of my favorite, which is saying a lot, all-time favorite Charlie Pierce sentences. You say, oh, my stars, there's been a development down in the home office of American sedition which may cause Senator Lindsey Graham to rise from his fainting couch for the first time in months.
Yeah, he's had a rough couple of months, but it looks like the guy who was the most promising candidate to primary him has announced that he's not going to run. Neither is he going to run for governor either, which is interesting.
Right. You say he was considered the primary prospect for making the life of Huckleberry Closet Case miserable over the next year or so.
Oh, dear.
You say with him out, it's entirely possible Graham will stop yapping on television about Greece and go back to his previous career pretending to be a moderate.
Yeah, but I was hasty because Huckleberry's in Politico today talking about the grave questions he has about Chuck Hagel. So.
Oh, troubled. He's very troubled. Jimmy's troubled. He's very troubled by this troubling development.
Even John McCain said that he's not going to support a filibuster
with
Hagel.
Right.
No, they're not going to filibuster. They're going to try to get the president to chicken out, basically, and it's not going to happen.
Yeah,
so.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah. Mitch McConnell stuck his head out of his terrarium to just float that. Right.
Mitch's right. wife was on the ABC show this week.
She was.
Yes, unidentified as Mitch's wife, by the way.
That's
oh,
right.
Well, talking about how the president doesn't get along with Congress.
Yeah, she was saying
not,
how ultra left wing.
But identified as being Mitch McConnell's wife.
Yeah, right. that might be relevant, as they say. All right. Well, you know my favorite piece because it's a happy clappy piece. It's gonna have some happy clappy music. Why
Absolutely.
We Like the President by Charles P. Pierce. But you say, the president is more popular than he's been in a long time. The president is more popular than a lot of presidents have ever been. You can attribute it to a lingering bounce from his reelection. You can attribute it to a newer bounce from his vigorous defense of himself and his ideas in his inaugural address. It's probably both of these things, but I think the primary reason the president's numbers are heading into puppies and fluffy bunnies territory lies in his ongoing campaign, by means both explicit and implicit, to delegitimize the Republican Party as a credible opposition party. To which I say, hurrah, huzzah.
Yeah, you're probably going to not like what I wrote about drones today, but so don't go to the blog just
no,
yet.
No,
but...
no, no.
Don't go to Esquire.com, the politics blog. No,
no.
That's right, thank you.
Whatever you do.
Don't do that. But you
but
say...
Yeah, I do think he has the potential of making it so politically unpalatable for the Republicans to hold some of the views they hold.
Well, it's already happening.
It's already happening to an extent. Yeah, but I mean, the thing about the Republicans that nobody seems to understand, and I wrote about this at the end of the day yesterday, this whole fight between, like, the Republican, you know, the establishment and the Tea Party and Karl Rove's new thing.
Right.
The guys Karl Rove is representing, their ideas on the economy are just as nutty as Todd Akin's ideas on rape.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just as extreme.
Yeah. Well, you say it best. For at least 20 years, Republicans have tolerated with them themselves positioning candidates far from the mainstream of our politics. The reason they were able to do this and still prosper is they were never forced to pay a price for it. And you keep saying the election of President Obama threw the Republicans and the raging conservative id that is the only intellectual energy the Republicans have completely over the edge. It really, right? I mean, it's this Obama derangement syndrome that has helped him.
I mean, I don't know. I think they're running out of political... I think the political salience of being obstructionist is just about exhausted.
Yeah.
People really do want stuff to happen.
Yeah. Well, you're saying it isn't just the mainstreaming of the birther crap, the rise of the Tea Party. You say as president, he shrewdly found a way to lock the Republicans inside their own monkey houses while he went about trying to govern the country. And, you know, I think it's already happening, right, Charlie, with the, you know, they signed the debt limit thing. It looks like we might get something done on immigration. I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah, I think he's going to get, unfortunately, but I think it's inevitable. He's only going to get half a loaf on gun control, but that's half a loaf more than we had before.
Right.
I mean, the assault weapons ban looks like it's going over the side, and they might get the limitation on magazines. They'll certainly get background checks. I can't envision a scenario where they don't get the background checks.
Mm-hmm. I love you called the Obama presidency. It's become the world's most elaborate intervention. The Republicans can still stymie him. They can still rail against him, blah, blah, blah. You say they can make a wreckage out of things in the states, but there's no political advantage to be gained from that anymore. The more they obstruct, the less popular they become. Vandalism is no longer artistic. And, I mean, that's exactly it. They failed in their only goal to make him a one-term president, right?
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think they've awakened to the fact that he actually I wondered after a while if the Republicans really thought he had an agenda or whether they had believed they had broken it up to the point where he didn't have one anymore, but they're finding out now that he does.
Charlie, you and I were at the inaugural together and talking about, you know, how much we loved the speech because everybody was like, oh, it's so liberal. But you make the best point as you close your piece. You say if he's very good at his job, liberalism can become the default pragmatism in our politics. It can be logical again and wise, and it's possible the political center will move back towards the middle once again. It's been away for a long time. As the president said yesterday, when 90-something percent of everybody, humans in America, are for background checks, this isn't liberalism. A lot of the things he's proposing, right?
No, I mean, it is, but it's not the liberalism that's been made a cartoon for the last 30 years.
Right.
I mean, it's the liberalism that existed in 1968. In 1968, when Lyndon Johnson, who was a lame duck, managed to get a gun control bill through Congress.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At a point where he had literally no influence over his own party, let alone over the Republicans, he still managed to get a gun control bill passed.
It reminds me of the famous John F. Kennedy speech about if that's what liberalism is, then I'm proud to say I'm a liberal.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I think somebody lifted that for a West Wing episode at some point.
Yes. Hoping no one would.
Maybe our friend Lawrence O'Donnell.
Charlie,
you know he worked in the Senate, by the way?
I know.
He worked in the Senate?
Yeah.
He worked in the Senate, damn it, so he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah. He knows a little something.
He reminds me one more time that he worked in the Senate and he worked in Hollywood. I'm switching over to Hannity. I swear to God.
You leave my Lawrence alone. I love
him. Oh, another ex-husband?
And his dreamy blue eyes. I love him so much. Okay, Charlie Pierce, love you. See you next week.
See you next week.
Bye, Charlie.
Charlie Pierce, great stuff. Esquire.com.
Yep.
Hi, Lawrence. He watches 45 minutes after the hour.
You would turn for him.
Yep. See, not that committed. All right, 45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
She's your human antidepressant. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
I love this girl. Here it's making a comeback.
Yowza, yowza, yowza.
Just to make it more annoying for Jim, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number.
Disco flutes.
And strings.
Uh-huh.
All right, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone
number. Hustle. No, thanks.
No. Debbie in Electric Slide, Boogaloo. Okay, Debbie in North Carolina. Hello.
Huh? Hi, Stephanie. I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
I would like to make a comment about the Boy Scout issue.
Uh-huh.
As a former female scoutmaster, I had some of the similar problems, and what it boils down to basically is we use the buddy system. So you are never, ever, as an adult, alone with a single boy.
Right.
You always have your buddy with you.
Right.
And I don't care if we were camping in the middle of the night and one of the boys had to get up and go to the bathroom, they bring their buddy with them.
Ah.
So
we were always taught that too.
Yes, and I hadn't heard anyone mention this before. So if the buddy system is utilized the way it should be, there should never be an issue of any adult, whether it be male or female, ever being alone with a single boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that even included my own son when we were on a Boy Scout function. He was treated as one of the other boys, and I was never even alone with him alone. So I just wanted to bring that point up because it had not been addressed as I'd heard yet.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. Good point. By the way, Rick Santorum, who for supposedly a straight man, is an awfully big drama queen. allowing gay members will murder the Boy Scouts.
What?
Murder. Frothy says that ending the ban on gay scouts and leaders could spell doom. Doom and murder for the Boy Scouts of America.
God.
And transform young men so they are no longer clean and reverent.
What?
Dirty little boys. Murderous little homos.
Dirty, disgusting devil children.
What's wrong with me? I'm starting to lose it. Uh-huh. Okay, Santorum opined that if the Scouts Board of Directors goes through...
I never want to hear those two words next to each other again.
Opined.
Santorum opined.
Yes, that if they allow their scouting organization to accept the homo gays at Thursday's meeting, then it would be just another example of the left attempting to remove God from all areas of public life.
Huh? Where does God come
from? Like
what?
Birds plucking out Suzanne Plachette's eyeballs. Where did they come up with that?
Yeah, pull that one out of your keister.
Frothy concluded.
He opined and concluded.
Yeah, he hasn't concluded yet.
No, in conclusion, bringing up the rear here, Frothy says, scouting may not survive this transformation of American society, but for the sake of the average boy in America, average, not you know, the ones that are that way. I hope the Board of Scouts doesn't have his fingerprints on the murder weapon. It's Colonel Mustard in the library.
Okay, so he's trying to equate that with Sandy Hook.
He is such a drama queen. Dear God, really?
Who asked him?
Speaking of which, is his good friend.
Yeah, who asked? Who? What?
Who cares about his opinions about anything?
Yeah, why is he a pundit?
I don't know. We mentioned this story to Charlie Pierce. His, as I like to call him, that blowhole from the Catholic League.
Bill Donahue.
Yes.
Cardinal Donahue.
No relation to Phil.
Donahue. No.
After the story of a gay dog captivated the hearts of animal lovers everywhere this week, the outspoken leader of the Catholic League, offering his own analysis, Phil Donahue, said the Tennessee Animal Control Center showed special treatment to the male dog whose owner believed the animal to be gay. He, the pit bull mix was adopted on Thursday. The Catholic League released a news release. He wrote the effort to save Elton, is what she named him.
Elton?
Right.
Oh, really?
His candle almost burned long ago.
Not Bruce? Name it
no.
Lance?
No. He proved that gay dogs and humans are better off than their straight peers. Oh, okay. Had poor Elton not been identified as homosexual, his heterosexuality would not have been enough to save his hide. The moral of the story is this. Being gay is not only a bonus for humans these days, it's a definite plus for dogs as well. As for straights, the lonely and the disabled, that's another story altogether. Oh, really?
Okay.
Really?
If the dog wasn't perceived as gay, he would have still had a home.
Right. Oh, my God. You might be the smartest boy in class this morning for a bobble-headed mook.
Duh.
He missed that point entirely, didn't he?
He completely missed it.
He was, by the way, he had just suggested in January the president should use a copy of Karl Marx's Das Kapital during his swearing-in. Yeah, instead of the Bible. Okay.
Oh, my God.
That happened.
Easily poked a hole in his argument.
Yeah, that didn't take much, did it? All right. Sorry, Bill. Okay, joining them, this is the homophobe stack. Portland, or not in Portland, bakery denied a cake for gay wedding. The Oregon Attorney General's office is investigating a complaint against a bakery that refused to make a cake for a gay wedding. Laurel Bowman of Portland says she wanted to order... Right, someone would not make her a cake nor leave it in the rain.
Nope.
Says she wanted to order cake last month from the Sweet Cakes Bakery. When the owner learned it was for a same-sex marriage, he declined and called the couple an abomination unto the Lord.
He hates the gays, yet he calls his bakery Sweet Cakes.
Yeah.
Which is so incredibly gay.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to start.
But there is a happy ending to that story.
Right.
Duff Goldman, who's the star of the show Ace of Cakes,
yes,
has offered to bake them a gorgeous, huge cake free of charge and deliver it to them.
With two chicks on top. Yay!
That's right. I love me some Duff Goldman.
Right.
He's awesome.
Okay. Jesse in Albuquerque, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Jess.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I'm calling because of the guy who was talking about the guns.
Right. We should all be able to have whatever guns we want because abortion. Okay.
You know, my body came fully equipped with a God-given vagina of my very own.
Right.
And, I mean, can Lance do the same thing about the high-capacity magazine that he purchased to attach to his gun? No, I don't think so. But more specifically,
where would he buy tests,
unless your penis has a high-capacity magazine that you were born with, just shut up.
You need a high-capacity scrotum. But I
cannot purchase an attachment that allows me to issue high-capacity rapid-fire repeating abortions from my God-given vagina. So the guy's comparison is just so completely...
Listen, if you've ever been to Thailand, I would not so quickly, but all right. I understand about your substandard vagina, but anyway, point taken. Thank you, Jesse.
Thanks.
All right.
100 ping pong balls and that...
Don't play that sound effect. That is just rude.
What?
That's a high-capacity magazine right there. Wow.
Some people may not need a gun to protect themselves. Look out!
Ow, my eye!
See? I said I don't need a gun. I just need my box. That's all I need is that sound effect.
Right.
Look out! I will take your eye out.
We're in the Hangover 3
The high-capacity... It's almost like a... tennis ball machine down there. Look out.
Right.
Okay.
Wow. Semi-automatic.
Yeah. Go ahead. Practice your forehand. How's that? Go. Faster. Go. Okay.
We're silly.
This show
God. Yeah. I'm not sending this one to the Museum of Broadcasting.
No. I think it's just as well. 58 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeehaw! It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. SexyLiberal.com. SexyLiberal on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Do it. And it's just been announced Friday. There are only 3 Sexy Liberal shows in 2013. We already did East Coast in D.C. April 13th is Chicago, the Midwest show. And then there will be a West Coast show later in the year. And that's it. Issa Fini.
Fini.
Yeah.
City.
Exactly. So go get it, and tickets are going
way
back. My sweet home, Chicago.
Yeah.
Hey, Chicago, you say twice wasn't enough?
15 is my limit.
Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour is making a return visit to the Chicago Theater on April 13th.
With filthy mouths and bad attitudes.
Witness the ecclesiastical mook, John Fugelsang, hilarious heartthrob, Hal Sparks, and Catholic girl gone wild, Stephanie Miller. As they reunite for another night of inspired comedy.
We're putting the band back together. We're on a mission from God.
Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com. Come see the tour that sparked a number one comedy album and its own TV documentary. It's more fun than a bag of Vipers.
We're just packaging what the kids want.
That's the Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour at the Chicago Theater on April 13th.
Now, who can argue with that?
Sweet Home Chicago is about to get more sugar from Mama.
Sweet Home Chicago.
Yay! Thank you, kids! Kenny Pick and Company, right?
That's right.
Yay, hooray.
Kenny Pick and Shafe.
Right.
Shafe did the voice on that.
And now an unsolicited testimony to Stephanie Miller, the app.
Oh?
I'm an app, you know, Jim. And a contraceptive phone. Staff, this is from Paul in Houston. Staff, ever notice that KNEW, oh, that's our San Francisco station. Only list progressive shows on their website as their top shows, including yours, yet they don't play your show live. I did notice that. Seems to me they only make sense to play their top shows live, don't you think? I shall write them again.
That's right.
I think that's a fabulous idea. I understand they put Glenn Beck in my time slot live where the ratings are...
Zero.
Zero now.
Can you have negative numbers?
I might want to put your top show back in morning, I'm just saying. Although I appreciate the evening slot, please and thank you.
We used to be on the evenings back in the 90s. Remember that?
Yes.
We didn't have to get up at...
But now you can listen anytime. Why? Because I'm an app. Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Great.
All Santorum Brown. Santorum Brown. And Fox View is great.
And Fox View is great.
I heard she won.
I heard that she won.
Heard us every day.
Heard us every day.
I can hear her talk.
Good. It is funny. All right, speaking of awesome apps and women, Hillary Clinton, yikes. I'm getting a little worried.
Uh-oh.
Former President Bill Clinton said Hillary has undergone more medical tests but is doing much better.
Oh.
I hope that each and every member of the douche nozzles in the Senate that were, and on Fox News has suggested she had Benghazi flu, have sent a giant bouquet of pro flowers or Sherry's berries. And please type Stephanie in the box, won't you? Say, I'm sorry for suggesting such a thing, Secretary Clinton.
I hope they sent the berries with a decorative swizzle.
Right? Thank you.
For shizzle.
For shizzle. The jazzy swizzles. Okay. Clinton said his wife had 5 hours of tests on Sunday and was told to take it easy for another month. He said if her progress continues, she'll be completely recovered. So, and I hope so, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes. All right. So, just saying, Stephanie in the box. That's with a PH. Everybody on Fox News, make sure I get credit.
Okay. But Hillary's still functioning at that level with a head wound and all of her detractors to see like they have
Rand Paul, under that thing that whatever's on his head,
it's like
apparently has no head injury.
Yeah.
No,
and
you
know, still asked about Turkey.
You know
Turkey?
There's a big dent there. That's what that thing is there covering.
It's covering a dent?
It's a big dent in his head.
Like the doctor used the thongs. Right.
Thongs?
The tongs to get him out. Forceps. Right, because he doesn't believe in regulation of any kind, so it's probably a doctor with no actual regulations or training. It's just
left a big dent in his head.
He's a libertarian doctor. He's a libertarian eye doctor.
Yeah.
operated with a rusty spoon.
Sure. Right. If you want to.
Shining a laser right there.
Right. Right. This is America.
Yeah.
If you want to operate the rusty spoon, it's your right.
The market will take care of that.
The market will decide
the free market.
Whether people like being operated on with a rusty spoon. The spoon your brains out like pudding. What?
Huh?
Wait.
I bet you know what? That would make you say boogity boogity cheese.
That would. Yeah.
Probably. Okay. All right. John Kerry, our present Secretary of State yesterday.
Here's the big question before the country and the world and the State Department after the last 8 years. Can a man actually run the State Department? I don't know. As the saying goes, I have big heels to fill.
That's funny.
He's funny. Yeah, he was on our show when he was running in 2004. People were like, oh, my God, he was really funny on your show.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's funny. Mm-hmm. He can be funny. By the way, at the Ed Koch funeral, Bill Clinton was there.
Yep.
Former president of the program. Oh, and all the Giuliani and David Dink, all the former mayors.
Uh-huh.
Mayor Mike Bubner described Ed Koch's legacy as laying the foundation for the successes of the three men who followed him in office.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was talking about when he took over, and it was, although I missed the porn in Times Square, but I've gone on record as saying that before. I don't like the whole cleaned up, Disney-fied thing. I like Little Spermaid.
Did you see the
And poke movie? Poke my Hauntus.
You didn't see any of those movies, so.
No, I enjoyed the marquees when I used to walk through Times Square.
Where can you go for good porn in Manhattan anymore?
Right? Right? The hell's this country coming to? Okay, so as we mentioned earlier, Senator Mitch McConnell stuck his head out of his terrarium to float the idea of filibustering. Chuck Hagel, he says, not clear yet. Whether it be filibuster, he said the opposition to Hagel is intensifying.
Right, because he's what?
Right.
Huh? Who? Huh?
Because he's only a war hero and, you know, Republican. And
wow. When John McCain starts to sound reasonable, something is going on. John McCain shot down that idea. He said he will not support a filibuster.
It's not the policy. It's not the policy.
No, it's not the policy. Several other GOP senators also voiced reservations about a filibuster. After Mitch McConnell raised that possibility, he said he did not think it was appropriate and not the policy.
Not the policy. It's not the policy.
It's true.
And furthermore,
just
warning you.
What? But proving he's still kind of a douche. Did you see he made a racist, Joe?
Oh, really? Yeah. This...
Representative Justin Amash, am I saying that right?
I don't
Republican
know.
Republican of
Michigan.
Right. Mm-hmm. On Monday, denounced John McCain's for a joke about Iranian president, I'm a dinner jacket. That he made on Twitter after McCain faced accusations of racism for a tweet in which he alluded to Ahmadinejad as a monkey. The senior Arizona senator told his critics to lighten up.
Well,
old men like racist jokes.
Well, he was talking about the monkey that is sent in space and that Ahmadinejad wants to be the first Iranian astronaut.
I still think it's probably not helpful in a geopolitical international sense to call a foreign leader a monkey.
No.
No matter
McCain doesn't think that Ahmadinejad is a foreign leader in any way, shape, or form.
Right. Just saying, still under the category of not helpful.
Not helpful.
Not helpful in a diplomatic sense. He will probably get a tweet from Hillary, even though she's no longer Secretary of State. Okay. Let's go to Ken in Philadelphia. Hi, Ken. Welcome.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, in order to solve your problem with the clip size for the guns, let's just put it this way. You don't need a law. Just basically say, hey, look, that clip makes you look fat, and you can eliminate that problem. Okay. Now, I have a question.
Yes.
What is your thought if, with this gay and Boy Scout thing, as far as with young impressionable minds, I was a Boy Scout too, okay? Mm-hmm. And we're talking about right before the brain is almost, shaping itself as to its identity. You haven't even hit puberty yet. Don't you think that's kind of troubling with the youth? They haven't had an identity yet, and yet they're dealing with something that's way above their age limit. I mean, we're talking emotions with that age is losing your dog, whereas compared to emotions when you're an adult is losing your loved one who is your mate, okay? I mean, don't you think that would be troubling for the young
youth? No,
no.
Actually, kids don't care.
So? No. I don't understand. Gay people have always existed. They will always exist. What is troubling about having to explain that?
Well, confusing.
And you can, what I'm saying is you can... teach your kids whatever it is you think about that. But what,
right.
You're not going to stop. Why would you? I mean, I just think we have gotten to a place in America where we should not be excluding anybody from equal rights.
Right. Now, the equal right part, I like that part because we're still battling equal rights since 1865 with blacks and whites and then women's rights, mm-hmm. and it's still a battle. But we're talking about a thought as compared to something that you see, okay?
Right. But kids now grow up knowing other kids who have two mommies or two daddies,
right.
and it's not a big deal to them.
Yeah, that's the thing now.
I never went through that.
What's confusing about that?
Because as a kid, when I was in the Scouts, there were things that we said back in the 70s. Hey, dude, that's gay. You know,
right.
You didn't do stuff, okay? You were looked at, you know, that's not right. But we knew there were some that were a little different. We didn't cast them out.
Right. Well, they used to call black kids all manner of names in the South.
Right.
You know, that's not okay. So why is it okay? I mean, it's almost like you're saying it's okay to homophobia at a certain age or bullying.
Well, the problem is homophobia starts. It's taught. Okay. It's basically taught.
Right. Well, so is racism. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Well,
how
about we start teaching that it's not right, either one?
But do you think the mind is really ready to accept that? I mean,
people being gay is more than just about sex.
Right.
You know, it's about making a home with someone. It's about it's about relationships. It's not just about sex.
Right. Now, see, the Boy Scouts is when you just before puberty, you haven't really discovered that sex part yet.
Right. But what Chris is saying is it's not about sex. It's you know, it's to me, it would be like explaining that your neighbor has red hair or is left-handed or something.
Right.
It's just the way some people are.
Yeah, kids have been raised differently than.
Yeah, exactly. This isn't the 70s anymore. Yeah. We don't call people femmes anymore, as far as I know. That was our word.
I never knew anyone who said that.
No, I didn't either.
That must have been my particular Catholic Buffalo thing.
Yeah.
You're a femme. Not you, specifically.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
I just happened to be looking in your direction.
I know you. I saw that. I caught that.
No, but it's true, though.
That was adult bullying, and I apologize. Nowhere else to look. It's hard to see. I have to go like that if I'm looking that way. Okay, 18 minutes.
For people of my generation, it was a very big deal, but for kids growing up with that, where it's just normal. Okay, whatever.
Progress. Check into it.
Yeah.
Okay, civil rights.
Do I look like
marching
a femme?
Marching. No. No. You know what? Because you need to get some more muscles.
Yeah.
Clearly, I've just said the gauntlet has been thrown.
Uh-huh.
19 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
There's something funny going on in talk radio. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Mm-hmm. 23 minutes. I see what you did there.
What?
It's a tribute to the
Jazzy Fizzle.
The Jazzy Swizzle.
Decorative Swizzle.
On the Sherry's Berries.
Right.
Berries.com. Click on the microphone. Type in Stephanie. Damien in Jonestown, Pennsylvania. Johnston, Pennsylvania says, in all seriousness, I've done the Sherry's Berries thing 3 times. The reaction gets progressively better.
Yeah.
Don't have a joke there. Just saying.
Progressively.
They are amazing.
Especially with the Jazzy Swizzle.
For the shizzle.
Right. Okay. All right. Oh, the president talking about I made this point yesterday, the president talking about the economy yesterday.
There is no doubt we need additional revenue coupled with smart spending reductions in order to bring down our deficit. And we can do it in a gradual way so that it doesn't have a huge impact.
Yes, that's what I was saying. There was a story in the LA Times. There is no debt crisis. Stop fear-mongering, Republicans. Cut the crap. Exactly. Snap out of it. Okay, Keith in Texas.
Snap out of it!
Thank you. Keith in Texas.
Good morning to you. I've got to change over and comment on that guy that just called in about the gay leaders in the scouting program.
Right.
It's been my understanding that most gay men knew at a very young age they were homosexual.
Right.
I think it is something that God creates. Particularly in men.
Yes. Yes.
Wouldn't it be better if they had some people that could make them feel good about being homosexual rather than doing like the governor of New Jersey and getting married and destroying a family trying to resist the idea of being homosexual.
Right. Right. I've never, that's what, when you say God, I mean, that's, I've always wondered religious people, isn't that saying God makes mistakes? If you really,
yeah.
Think, right, being gay is a mistake?
Yeah, I truly believe it is. I think there are some women who may have chosen a lesbian lifestyle because of
really now
having dealt with some pretty lousy men.
Oh, right, see, that's I have to say that's a bit of a fallacy, but I appreciate
it. Well, no, it's really not, because I was married to a woman that ran into that situation.
Oh.
Meaning you?
And the dyke that specialized in divorcees.
Excuse me? I'm sorry to say, no, say what now?
I was married to a woman who had been in a situation to where a lesbian woman specialized in divorcees, and she lived a lesbian lifestyle for a short time. And this particular woman would not date any known lesbian. She picked on strictly divorcees. And I knew two women that she had that had lived with her.
Ah.
And
so she forced them to have sex with her? I'm confused.
Pardon me?
She forced them to have sex with her? I'm confused.
No. She knew the right buttons to push.
Oh.
Because these people had been in a terrible divorce situation.
Oh, I see.
Well, that's,
and
well, I suppose
that's medical malpractice.
Well, there's opportunists of every stripe, I suppose, male, female, straight, gay.
But anyway, I truly believe that it's not really a choice situation. I don't think most gay men would tell you, I would not choose this lifestyle, you know, if it were a choice.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Keith.
I think Keith was well-meaning.
He was well-meaning. Well, there's this one dyke. No, okay.
No,
see, right there, you're, okay. See, and I don't, okay. She, obviously, I don't think it was a choice that she was gay. I think her morals may be a little suspect, but I don't think.
Yes. Okay. I mean, she could be sued for medical malpractice if she used
information. I missed that. Did he say she was a doctor?
Yeah. Yeah. It was,
okay, I missed that part. Okay. I see.
She used information that she got in the sessions.
This is what I was afraid of because of this Jimmy Lee Dykes, this, you know, guy in Alabama. I was afraid we were going to get blamed for everything now. See?
Well.
Okay. Wowee. Yikes. Tommy in Dallas, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Tommy.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, I'm originally from Texas, but escaped to Los Angeles some time ago. And regarding the gun debate, what I always find frustrating is that all the gun nuts, including Wayne LaPierre, keep quoting the main talking point of, we don't need more regulations, we need to enforce the over 240 laws on the books already.
Mm.
And then I ask them, okay, name one of those laws. And at which point they look at me with a blank stare, similar to Bush. Bush explaining, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, so I can't get fooled again.
Right.
They can't name a single one.
Yeah, exactly. No, because it's a talking point. That's what happens when you actually question someone about a talking point.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, right? I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on shame on you. Hey, fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Oh, boy.
She's a lily.
Boy.
Food on your family.
And that's when the set fell on him.
Out of my brain on the 515.
And the set fell on him. Okay.
Yeah.
29 minutes. He should not be cast him as the pilgrim in the Thanksgiving play. Oh, dear. Okay, 29 minutes after the hour, Representative Peter Welch next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
I love my gay male friends, but when I was a little girl, I always wished that I would be constantly surrounded by gorgeous guys, and I am, and I should have been more specific.
Is that Margaret Cho?
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 34 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Representative Peter Welch of the great state of Vermont joins us now. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning.
Well, we've been talking, obviously, the president yesterday talking about gun legislation. I just looked at a headline today. U.S. gun deaths since Sandy Hook top 1,280. More the nations of Ireland, the UK, Germany, Poland, Japan, Canada, Australia, Sweden, New Zealand have more than they have in an entire year. A lot of people have said, I think the debate is different this time. What will get done, I don't know, but I think the debate since Sandy Hook is different. Do you agree?
I do agree. I mean, you've seen a lot of folks who are the very strong pro-gun. I think the most prominent may be Senator Manchin from West Virginia, saying that it is different and that we have to take some reasonable common sense steps to try to save the lives of some kids and in these victims of these mass shootings. So, yes, I do think it's different. The challenge is still enormous, but it is different, and I think that we're going to have some progress on this in this Congress.
And I hate to say it, Congressman, but it almost seems like the NRA going so extreme and so unreasonable, it almost is, I think, is helpful. Because as the president said yesterday, when you have 90-something percent of Americans and gun owners that want, at the very least, background checks,
Well, I think that's right. And, of course, even Wayne LaPierre was in favor of background checks several years ago mm-hmm. when he testified. Now he's not. And what did happen? You know, it used to be the NRA was really focused on protecting the Second Amendment rights of individuals. And, of course, in Vermont, that's a big deal. We've got a different kind of gun culture, and we've been so fortunate that we haven't been the victim of this big-time gun violence. But the NRA changed down here in D.C. The NRA is it's almost like it's for the manufacturers. It's
the
hunters and the sports people that really have a proper attitude towards the use of guns. And they started overreaching. I think that, that suggestion that you arm everybody at school, have a teacher be armed or a principal be armed, obviously doesn't make sense as
right.
a practical thing to do.
Well, and I think, again, reasonable people are saying, look, there are, we can have sensible legislation. You're not allowed to have a surface-to-air missile. You're not allowed to have a tank. There are limits on...
That's exactly right. You can't have a fully automatic weapon. And the thing that has gotten the issue where I think there's a big growing consensus is in the background check, because obviously if that is a requirement, you want to keep the guns out of the hands of criminals or people with real mental illness to make them dangerous, then you can't have the option, as Vice President Biden says, of going through the security line or going through the non-security line.
Well, more and more of my callers, Representative, are, just sort of posing the same kind of simple question about, yes, we all have a right to bear arms, but what about the right of the rest of us not to get shot or to be reasonably certain that we're going to put our six-year-old on a school bus and get them back off again at the end of the day?
Well, that's right. And I think, it's true. I mean, and how much more anxiety can a parent have than living with the fear that their child, a 6 or 7 year old child, is not safe in school? So that has really, I think, made this a whole different kind of debate. Our kids are not safe in school. Our teenagers aren't safe when they go to a movie theater. And there's just, I think, a desire on the part of many more people to do something that makes sense.
Representative Welch, you did something awesome, as is your want to do, generally. You introduced legislation that would repeal language passed into law in early January that benefits a California-based biotech company, saying the deal confirms the American public's worst suspicions of how Congress operates. You say no wonder cockroaches and root canals are more popular than Congress. Explain what happened and what this bill is.
Well, this is a big deal. What happened is that we had to pass the fiscal cliff legislation.
Right.
That was really important to America. Well, at the 11th hour, in a quiet room, a couple of senators were able to add a paragraph to this that had nothing to do with the fiscal cliff. It had everything to do with providing, in effect, an earmark for a private company, for-profit company, of $500 million. And it exempted them from the implementation of pricing regulations that had already been extended for 2 years. And the effect is largely, according to the New York Times report, going to add up to $500 million to the Amgen bottom line. And here's the thing that's so astonishing. 2 weeks before that happened, Amgen was in court pleading guilty and paying a criminal and civil fine of $762 million for improper marketing of another drug, the
mm-hmm.
largest
mm-hmm.
fine by a drug company. So they pay that fine. 2 weeks later, they have the highest reaches of Congress, basically telling the taxpayers that they're going to pay two-thirds of that fine. None of us who voted on the fiscal cliff legislation had a clue that provision was in there, just a single paragraph.
And completely coincidentally, a couple of the senior members of the Senate Finance Committee got big campaign contributions from Amgen and its employees, correct?
Well, that's right. And, you know, so then that obviously creates an impression for people that money talks, and it does. But what I'm trying to do with a bipartisan bill is to repeal that provision. And my position here is that, look, if Amgen says they have an argument, and they do, they claim this is, quote, for patient benefits. You know what? Make that argument in public. Don't do it in a closed room with a couple of senators. Let's let them make their argument, and let's let the other members of Congress who have questions kick the tires and examine this, and then we can decide whether it's worth it to give them $500 million for, quote, patient protection.
I agree with you. I disagree with Mitt Romney that these things should be done in quiet rooms. I think they should be in big, noisy rooms where we all can hear it.
Absolutely.
Well, it's true. And if people want to get involved, we've got a petition. Go to my my website, welchforcongress.com, and we've got a petition we're asking folks to sign. We and the numbers are running up on that. Or you can follow us on Twitter at Representative Peter Welch.
Terrific. Representative, great stuff as always, and we just wanted to get that message out there. And thanks for checking in on we will, you know, talk to you as this gun legislation debate moves on. Thank you so much.
Great. Thanks, Stephanie.
All
bye
right.
Bye.
There he goes. Representative Peter Welch today.
Vermont.
Hey, speaking of unpopular congressional Republican things, House Majority Leader Eric Cantor will outline an ambitious and aggressive and probably thoroughly distasteful blueprint spelling out the House Republican agenda.
Great.
I understand he was on TV this morning. It's the same old, pretty much.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
Just warmed over.
I was hiking with my
dogs. I did this with my hand.
Yeah. I was hiking with my dogs, Max and Fran.
Their hands have been romantic.
Yes. yesterday. And I was thinking what Eric kind of reminds me of. There's always those little teeny tiny dogs that go after you. Because like, my dogs weigh like 1,000 pounds a piece.
Right.
They're like huge dogs. But there's always those little tiny annoying dogs. Like Eric Kenner's like a little, I don't know, terrier kind of mix. Right. And he's like, because they're on a leash. They're always like, I would fit you off if I wasn't on this leash. Like that. Like, and my dogs are like, nah.
Yeah. And then your dogs go, woof. And the other
dog, they don't even. You know what it is? They don't even. They don't even bother bending down. It's too small to even bother with. They're just like, meh,
meh,
meh. Anyway, I'm just
they're
thinking that.
The size of
what Eric Cantor reminds me of.
The foal.
You know, those little dogs. They're just. They literally like. They're. If they were off this leash, they would kill you. Okay, just saying.
Yeah.
All right, Eric. Okay. Billy in Texas.
Oh,
our buddy, our pal. Hi, Billy.
Hey, Steph.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. Go ahead.
Very good. Okay, here's the deal. On the gun control issue, I've got two things. Y'all been talking about gun control. You've been talking about the gays and the
yes, gays and the guns.
Gays and the guns.
And the God. Okay. We've been talking about God and guns and gays.
We had a lady call in earlier suggesting that they give courses and then grant licenses, and we have to buy insurance for our guns.
Right.
That whole argument on the car issue was because a driver's license is considered a privilege.
Right.
While the right to own a gun is a right given to us in our Bill of Rights, it's not a privilege, it's a right to own a gun.
It's a right to it's a privilege to drive. You have a right to own a car, too, if you can afford it, right?
You can have a right to own a car, sure.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. I won that argument. You don't even realize it. It'll take you a second, and then you'll realize. Okay.
It's as part of a well-regulated militia.
Right. Right.
It's about as outdated as the Third Amendment.
Right. Which,
and
the
Third Amendment is
about
comes
housing
in,
redcoats.
Yes.
Your,
right.
Know,
the privilege part comes in being able to operate a car on public highways and all of that. So we're saying, yes.
You can own a car and have it sit in your yard like a redneck.
There should be more regulations to operate a gun. Yes, you have a right to own whatever you want in this country that's legal, obviously, that you can afford.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't have
but to
operate
right
to heroin.
You need some training.
I said that's legal.
Okay.
Oh, you give me a headache in my eye. Okay. Chuck in Indiana, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Chuck.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, I'd like to talk to you about a couple of things that it seems that you guys have gotten wrong.
Uh-oh. Oh, dear. Okay.
For one, a assault weapon was not used at Sandy Hook. You keep saying that these children are getting shot in the face by these assault weapons. Uh-huh. He used pistols.
It is a military assault. That's the way it has been described, yes. A military assault weapon.
Well, a military assault weapon is fully automatic, while what we are being sold is a semi-automatic.
Semi-automatic.
Okay. They're all bad. Okay.
And thanks. The kids are dead anyway.
Yes.
Right.
So
yes.
Why are you parsing
yes.
that?
Don't feel like getting into that particular argument. It's the same one every time. You liberals don't understand. Automatic is a thing with a... It's not the same as a semi... You don't... Okay, both of them, bad.
Yes, but with a nail file and about 20 minutes of work, you can change one from a semi-automatic to an automatic with just one
shot. He's just mad because Obama's taken all his guns away.
After the election, a lot of gunshots reported rising sales.
President Barack Obama officially announced that starting January 1st, 2013, he will be waging war against the Second Amendment. He will be waging war against our Constitution.
The gun shows on the weekend.
By taking everybody's guns.
Shooting range with all your friends.
And when they get our guns, they can have their world tyranny.
He's taking all your guns, baby. And that's the way you see, baby. But you don't have half of a mind.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
I don't believe it.
Fidel Castro took the guns.
And
Hugo Chavez took the guns. Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns.
Heard it from a friend who. Heard it from a friend who.
Tea Party
friend. Heard you're buying up 5,000 rounds.
All right. Thank you, Rocky Mountain
Mike. And he did that without any karaoke track. He played all of the music himself.
Wow. From scratch.
Yeah.
And nobody helped. All right. 46 minutes after the hour. Back with the remaining moments of the Stephanie Miller Show.
She listens to right-wing wacko radio, so you don't have to anymore. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller Show, Jim Ward, air guitar, okay. 51 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Karen in Downers Grove, Illinois. Steph, first of all, love you guys. Can't wait till April 13 when I get to see Sex in April Chicago style.
Hey. Downers Grove, gateway to Hinsdale.
There you go.
We always called it Barbiturate Forest.
Barbiturate Forest.
Downers Grove.
Hurry, let's take
Downers.
You see?
Oh,
yay! Right. See what you did there. Wee, wee, wee. Okay.
Is that where Debbie Downer lives?
Yes.
Shamber, let's go. Don't get faced by Hinsdale. Let's go. Tickets going fast to the April 3rd. Tickets just went on sale Friday. We set a record of all records in the history of...
Records.
Records in history of history, as I tell Max. Mm. Who's the most handsome man in the history of dogs and in the history of history? Okay. Oh, my point is, get your tickets now. Can't wait to get Sexy Liberal Chicago style. I'd love to call in, but I'm working and staying on the phone or hold for any length of time would be frowned upon in this establishment. They would be
disappointed.
All right. We'll just see you at the Sexy Liberal. Oh, all right. One of our favorite stories this morning. I don't know what story. Oh, the IRS agent.
Yes.
That tried to have sex with the guy that, whatever.
It was investigated by FBI agent.
Dick Panic.
Yep.
I thought you were just with me, but it's a real story.
Richard, Brad Garvin,
Richard
male
Panic.
Prostitute.
Hello, Richard Panic, FBI agent. Would anyone take that seriously? Honey, Dick Panic's here.
I don't think he goes by Dick Panic. I think he goes by Richard.
Well, he does now.
Oh, boy.
All because of...
Stephanie Miller.
Yes. Dick Panic here.
He changed his name from Schmanz Frenzy.
Chris in Yankton, Steph and the Moogs, apparently I was away from the radio when the world was introduced to Dick Panic. What I want to know is Dick Panic a fan of Pussy Riot? Oh, Chris in Yankton. Everybody grow up. Grow up, for God's sakes. All right. The other story, it's a very rare, let's hear it for the boy Republican style. John Kasich announced Monday he will accept the Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act, becoming the fifth Republican governor to embrace the provision of the health care reform law that the Supreme Court made optional.
So Ohio no longer has an idiot for a governor?
Right, okay. Exactly. About a dozen GOP governors from red states are idiots. And maybe we just say, all of you. Yeah, really. They're just, you know, hurting their constituents to make a point about because they hate the president. It's actually an enticing deal. The expansion would extend Medicaid eligibility to their residents up to roughly 133% of the poverty line. The federal government would cover the full cost of the new beneficiaries in the early years and 90% after 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just cannot say yes to a good deal. The net effect is 270,000 Ohioans coming into the Medicaid program. Over 2 years, the state of Ohio will have saved $235 million as a result of the decision to extend coverage.
And that's a bad thing somehow?
Yeah.
Right. Kasich's decision could influence other undecided Republican governors such as Chris Christie. He ate a donut on
Letterman
as a joke.
Night,
okay.
Yes.
Scott Walker of Wisconsin, blah, 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 who are caught between wanting to improve the lives of their constituents or be douche nozzles. Oh, I'm sorry, remain in good standing with the conservative movement. That's what I, same thing, same. If implemented in full, the Medicaid expansion is projected to provide insurance coverage to some 17 million new Americans over a decade. Once again, bad, Jim, bad.
Yes.
It's a bad thing.
It's terrible.
But the Supreme Court ruling and decisions by Republican governors to turn it down could substantially reduce that figure. Kasich and Moody noted that Ohio has refused to implement the state-based exchanges, so they still retain some degree of douche nozzlery to appeal to their douche nozzlery base. Okay.
Your boyfriend Chris Cluey is on the TV right now.
Oh! He's so cute. Okay. I'm going to wear my Sparkle Pony shirt tomorrow.
Yeah.
By the way, remember what a geek you were when we got the White House tour?
Yes. Yeah.
I thought you were gonna. I thought I had to put a pencil on your tongue.
Sorry.
You were like, "Is that the?"
It's the Oval Office.
We saw the Oval Office.
We saw the Oval Office. We got
and
to poke
the Situation
our head
Room.
In.
Mm-hmm.
We got to poke our head in.
Yeah. With the White House preparing for a 2-year renovation of the West Wing, President Obama may be moving into a replica Oval Office. Is that? Well, I'm probably for the birthers. Perfect for a fake president. Will we all be in a fake a replica of an office?
This is bringing the set from West Wing.
Sure.
It's got to be in the
Can Melissa
somewhere.
Fitzgerald hook us up with that?
Yeah, I think she could.
What are they doing with
she
it?
She has some strings to
Hot Brie.
She got me a hat, or as we call her, Hot Brie.
Hot
Because, oh wait, if you missed the story, because we went to a dinner party there, she served Hot Brie, and she has a stripper pole in her apartment.
And I suggested
and she's very
that,
good at it.
That should be her known to strip.
I think that is her Hot stripper Brie. Name, Hot Brie. I told her Jim always makes the same noise when you say, oh, by the way, Melissa Fitzgerald's coming on today.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Ew. Chris, Chris in New Jersey. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hi, go ahead.
Sunshine and puppies. That's you.
Yay, sunshine and puppies.
Okay. About the assault weapons ban, I don't think you should call it that. I think you should call it what it is, an assault weapons sales ban. Now, the problem is that you're feeding into this Republican bullcrap about them coming to take your weapons with Black Hawk helicopters and Black Humvees. Seriously, you call it what it is, an assault weapons sales ban. And
yeah.
I think everybody should do this. And that way, hey, it'll be less opportunistic for them to say, oh, they're taking our weapons. That's my point.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
now,
all right.
Just one
oh,
last
yes.
thing.
Yes, go ahead.
The world is a big place, but it's too small not to get along.
Thank you. Thank you. That was very profound. Simplistic? I can't tell. Okay. Lance Armstrong has turned down Dancing with the Stars. Do you think because he would have juiced?
Doping, yeah.
Yeah, right. He
yeah.
probably would have doped because they would have tested because he's very competitive.
Because that would help him so well in ballroom dancing.
He'd be dancing
Wait, can
really
I just
fast
say you know you're a douche
whirling
when,
dervish.
When Charlie Sheen says you're a douche? Charlie Sheen says... Lance Armstrong was kind of a douche to him when they met at a party in 2005.
Hmm. Shocking.
He said if he was a better guy, I think in his life he'd be forgiven a lot faster and a lot easier, kind of like me. Wow. When Charlie Sheen
wow.
says you're
really?
A jerk,
ooh.
Oh, really? That's the douchiest level of douchery, don't you think? All right.
Hmm.
All right. One last one. Jay in Illinois on guns. Hello, Chris. Or no, wait. Chris in Illinois. Sorry, Chris in Illinois.
You need to punch him up.
Pardon me. Chris, go ahead. Hi, Chris.
Me?
Hi, Chris. Now you have 20 seconds. Go.
Hey, I understand the difference between pedophiles and gay people. The problem with scouting is a lot of it's done in camping. Do you put the gay scout in with the heterosexual scouts?
Yes.
Yes, because they can control themselves.
All right, yes. Thank you. Being gay, not just about sex. You need to listen to every moment of the show, not just the dick panic part. Okay, that's it for us. I'd like to thank Chris LeVoy and Jim Ward, both bobbleheads. Travis, okay, see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.